Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochil. And today, Sochil, I have prepared two more hypotheticals, or we call them second conditionals in grammar.
I'm excited.
The first one is, if you could eat only one food for the rest of your life, what food would it be?
You know my answer, Jack. I'm almost sure you know my answer. It's a mole de olla, which is something that my grandfather used to make. Sadly, he passed away. I do have his recipe, though. It's a Mexican stew made with beef, like meat and bones and chili, like
as and potatoes in, and onions and everything.
Like, yes, there's a tons of stuff: zucchini, potatoes, onions, carrots, cilantro. You put like. It has tons of stuff. It's super delicious and really good for you. Honestly think I would probably live a long time eating it. Like I just have.
It sounds like you could make like one big old like pot of it and just eat the whole for the whole week. You know, just
yes,
like
basically.
Sunday would be your day to make it, and then you just eat it the rest of the week. You know.
Yeah, and I think I would be like pretty nutritionally sound. Like it might be a lot of red meat, but like you could just put like more bones and stuff in it some days. And honestly, I think I would live a long time if I just ate that. It's all like whole foods, you know.
Every time you describe that dish, I start salivating. Like I,
it is so good. It is so good.
It sounds so good. All right, my answer is really strange because I've never eaten this before, but I think this is what I want to eat the rest of my life. Is a Malaysian dish or Indonesian dish called nasi padang.
Okay.
And I've heard it described to me. It's like it's basically like rice with like some meat and some seasoning and just a lot like similar to yours. It's got like a lot of different ingredients in it, and it kind of covers all of the like vegetables, protein, and carbs. You know, like it's the nice combination of all those things. Now, this is a huge gamble because it's like who would choose their food forever food to be a food you've never had before? But from listening to the description of it and seeing pictures of it and talking to people from Malaysia and from Indonesia, it's a very similar, it's almost the same dish in each country. I think that is my forever food. Our listeners out there, let me know if I'm just totally crazy for choosing it, because otherwise I have to choose like pizza or hamburgers or something like that. And it's not that would get horrible after, you know, like 3 days.
After like 2 days, maybe. Like, you'd start feeling bad. Yeah.
you'll be dead within a month, you know, like let's be honest.
you would
just die. Yeah. All right. Let's go to number two. Let's do our second one. If you were invisible for a day, what would you do?
Oh, Jack, this is so interesting. What would I do if I were invisible? What do you want to go first? Do you have an idea?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I thought about this for like a little while after I read this one, and at first I thought, you know, I would love to, you know, I would, you know, try to go and hear what other people think about, really think about me, you know? And then I realized that I don't want to know that information. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Also, you're like violating their consent.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's absolutely unethical, but also it's like, be careful what you wish for. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like it's, like, do you really want to know what people say behind your back? You know, like maybe sometimes ignorance is bliss, we say in English.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So then I thought, you know, I just spend the whole day just messing with my wife. So like she would like sit down at the to watch TV, and then I would just move the remote control, like a little bit, like a couple of feet over, and then she'd be like, "What the?"
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta have it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Well, it was right next to me, and then she'd be like eating, and then she looks at her phone, and I would move her fork, to the other side of the table, and I'd think that would be just entertaining for the whole day. Like, that would just be hilarious.
So you'd just really be like gaslighting your wife the whole day,
basically. I would just be gaslighting my wife the whole day with just like I'd move furniture, move little
Jeez, Jack,
statues.
I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know how I feel about this information. Your poor wife.
Yeah. Just move her iPad, to like another chair and be like, what?
You could have gone the other way and made her life like easier the whole day.
where's the fun in that?
Right. True. Huh. What would I want to do? I think that similar to you, like I kind of wanted to go around and hear people. I feel like that's the first instinct. Like, it's just very human nature to like, it's like you want to know like the true truth or something. But people are super multifaceted, and even like things I say behind your back might not be like how they feel about you 100%,
Yeah, exactly.
So it's better not to know. I think I would want to go like to the library and just like walk around and look at like books and go grocery shopping. I mean, it would be hard because you couldn't really check anything out, I guess.
It'd be a lot of like floating apples and like.
Yes, like you can't really do that, I guess. I mean, maybe you could surreptitiously try to use a self-checkout, but it would be kind of inconvenient. So I don't know. I think I would just want to do stuff that I normally can't do like invisibly, like just live my everyday, but just not have to interact with people,
be
know?
Like completely anonymous for the day, like
yes.
like more than anyone has ever been, just like,
yes,
yeah, it's like the world is yours. It's like your whole private world, basically.
Yeah, like I even thought like I could get on amusement park rides and like skip lines, although they might end up trying to make someone sit on you, so you'd
yeah,
have
someone
to go
sit
on
on your lap. Like, oh, this chair is broken.
so that might kind of ruin the plan, but I think it would be fun. Like, you could skip a bunch of lines at an amusement park theoretically, or just like go on, I don't know. So I think it'd be kind of fun. Like, maybe you could like wait and
you could ride it after hours or something. Actually, you need two invisible people to do that, I think.
Yeah,
one person's got to
run
you don't
the
want to
ride.
Turn it on, jump on the ride, and then you're just on a roller coaster for 24 hours. But
until you go off of being invisible. So, I don't know. It's not something. So I think it would just be like fun to be completely invisible and anonymous and not have anyone look at you and like perceive you. Because every time someone looks at you, they perceive you and they make judgments about you based on what you look like what
this
you're wearing,
true.
Your hair and your skin and how old you are and whether you're a woman or a man. Like, all of it has some kind of effect on how people perceive you. So I think it'd be really cool to just not be perceived for 24 hours.
Yeah, that's interesting, because it's like, most people are, feel unseen already these days, But it's interesting to be like put a positive spin on like being on scene, you know, like ch choosing to be on scene.
I think it flips like the power dynamic because a lot of people are like made invisible, but if you can choose to be unseen, it's different. It's like different in terms of
Yeah,
power.
right. You have the power. Yeah, the power dynamic is different. That's a good point. Yeah.
All right, listeners, well, tell us what you guys would like to do if you were invisible for a day. Do you agree with Jack's answer? Do you agree with my answer? Do you have your own opinion? Let us know. Leave us a comment down below. Make sure that you listen to us on, we're on all major platforms, so Spotify, Apple, Red Circle, wherever you want to listen to us. Shoot us an email at aToZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com and make sure to join the WeChat group. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
It's on, the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. Buy two select laundry appliances and get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop all things Maytag, including the new stackable Pet Pro laundry system that removes pet hair from clothes. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.